We also like to end our emails with some sort of market-related update, whether it's specific to the neighborhood or the city or something that's state-specific. So if you're investing in any of the markets that I mentioned today, then this is great information that you can include in your emails.
Best ever listeners, before today's episode, I want to invite you to join us in Keystone, Colorado, February 20th through 22nd. It is the 2020 Best Ever Conference. And not only do I want to invite you to join us, I want to invite you to earn 15% for every ticket that you're responsible for selling should you join as an affiliate for the conference. Great way to earn money. And also, if you're planning on attending, great way to pay for your ticket, essentially. You get enough sales. So you can go to bec20.com, and in the top left corner, it says earn 15% as an affiliate. You can click that, join the affiliate program, and you got all the resources that you need to share the good word about the Best Ever Conference in Keystone, Colorado. And we will be talking more about this on future episodes. But for now, go check out bec20.com and that affiliate page. You can earn 15% as an affiliate, and we will see you in Keystone, Colorado. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode, and for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com, or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hi, Best Ever listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndication. As always, I am your host, Theo Hicks. Each week, we air two Syndication School podcast episodes. They're also available on YouTube in video form. And these focus on a specific aspect of the apartment syndication investment strategy. And for the majority of these episodes and overall series, we offer free resources for you to download. These are PDF templates, Excel calculator templates, PowerPoint presentation templates, something that accompanies the episode that will help you on your apartment syndication journey. This week, we are going to do our second ever Best Ever Market Report. And this time we are going to focus on the market with the most job growth in 2019. If you want to check out the first market report that we did, it was last week, or if you're listening to this in the future, about six or seven podcast episodes ago, and we focused on the markets with the most rent growth. So rent growth, job growth, other economic factors are indications of the demand for real estate in a market. And since we are apartment syndicators, we care about the demand for real estate. In particular, we care about their demand for rentals. So it's pretty obvious, but people need jobs in order to pay for their overall living expenses. And the largest living expense that people have is their homes. So I think on average, people spend around 30% of their income on their home or renting expense. So the more people that have jobs in a particular market means the more potential customers for you as an apartment investor, more potential renters, more people who have the ability to pay their rent on time and be high quality tenants. So each month, the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases a whole slew of economic news releases. So if you want to check those out, just go to bls.gov and go to their news section. I'll include a link to their main page, all of their monthly and quarterly and annual economic press releases. But the one we're going to focus on today is the one that focuses on the labor force growth in the metropolitan statistical areas, as well as the unemployment. Those are included in one news release. And basically in this release, they'll have a few paragraphs just talking about some of the major highlights of the report And then at the bottom, they'll actually have a full data table that has all 50 states and the labor numbers and the unemployment numbers. And then below each of those states, they'll have the MSAs, the metropolitan statistical areas. I'm going to say MSAs moving forward, so I keep saying metropolitan statistical areas. They have the MSAs for each of those different markets below there. So it's very easy to just copy and paste that data table into Excel, and then you can filter it and see which states or MSAs have the most total jobs, most job growth, most number of new jobs added, and then unemployment numbers and change. So here I want to focus on just some interesting highlights from this report. So the report I'm focusing on is from December 2018 to December 2019. So it covers basically all of 2019, and we can see which markets had the most job growth. And again, more jobs equals more demand for rentals. So the first thing that was interesting is the top two states for the total number of jobs added was number one, Texas, and number two was Florida. And again, similar to what I talked about in the first market report about rent growth, again, just like that, you've got the markets that Joe invests in, Texas and Florida, topping this list as well. So let's go to the top 10 states. Number one was Texas. They added 250,000 plus new jobs. Florida was 178,000 at number two. Number three was New Jersey at 164,000. Washington was number four at 140,000. I thought that was interesting, Washington state. Virginia, number five at 133,000. Tennessee, number six at 113,000. North Carolina, number seven at 112,000. Maryland, number eight at 103,000. And the Pennsylvania and Arizona were basically the same at 102,000 for 9 and 10. But again, top two states, Texas and Florida. Texas is the only state that added over 200,000 jobs over the last 12 months, basically covering 2019. For the unemployment numbers, all of those top 10 markets, with the exception of Tennessee and Pennsylvania, saw a reduction in unemployment. So that's another positive sign. So you want to see number of jobs going up, but you also want to make sure the total number of unemployed population is also going down. So those are a comparison of the unemployment rate for December 2018 to 2019. The greatest reduction was actually in Washington of 0.9%. Florida also had a pretty large reduction of 0.8%. And then the ones that went up was Pennsylvania, which went up 0.7%, and then Tennessee went up 0.1%. So if you're investing in any of those top 10 states, then you are in a market that's experiencing a lot of job growth, as well as the most of them are enjoying a reduction in the unemployment. But the majority of states and the majority of markets also saw a reduction in unemployment. Something else that's interesting too, moving on to the markets, is that a lot of the big markets actually experienced more job growth, more total number of new jobs added than a lot of states. So the number one MSA with the most number of new jobs was the Washington, Arlington, Alexandria MSA. And it added a total of 106,000 jobs. So only seven states, North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, New Jersey, Florida, and Texas, actually added more jobs in that 12-month period than Washington. And then similarly, number two MSA was Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington. And the total number of jobs added in that MSA was greater than all states except for those top 10 states. So the total number of jobs added in Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington was greater than the number of jobs added in 40 states as a whole, including all MSAs and all non-MSAs. And the same applies to Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale, which was number three, and Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue, which was number four. And then the number 10th, just because I like top 10 lists, number 10th market was the Orlando, Kissimmee, Sanford. And that market added more jobs than about 34 of the states as a whole. That's pretty impressive that you've got a total number of jobs added to MSAs that are greater than the numbers added in a state, making it seem like, you know, these MSAs are mini states themselves. The unemployment numbers are a little different because most of the MSAs in most of the states experience a reduction in the unemployment, and all the unemployment rates are hovering around 2.5% to 3.5% with some minor exceptions. Now, something else, because obviously the total number of jobs added is just an absolute number. Let's take a look at the percent change in the job. So looking at this, the first major MSA that comes up would be West Des Moines, who experienced a 5% growth. So they went from 354,000 to 370,000. The next large-ish one would be Nashville market, experienced a growth of approximately 4%. And then the next one after that would be Richmond with 3.75%. And then we've got Baltimore at 3.6%. And then we've got Phoenix at 3.3%. So a lot of smaller MSAs were able to see a job growth of greater than 3%. So why is this important? I've already mentioned the fact that people need jobs to pay for, but this is also very relevant information that you can include in your investor updates. So as I mentioned in the Syndication School series about the ongoing communication process with your investors, in those emails, you include things like occupancy rates and month-over-month changes in occupancy rate. You want to include information on the number of new units you've renovated since the last month, any changes in the rental premiums you're demanding. Ideally, you're at least meeting your rental premium projections. Ideally, you're exceeding them. And then we also include things like capital expenditure project updates, as well as updates on any community engagement events that are being hosted. But we also like to end our emails with some sort of market-related update, whether it's specific to the neighborhood or the city or something that's state-specific. So if you're investing in any of the markets that I mentioned today, then this is great information that you can include in your emails. So you can go to the BLS.gov website, download these reports on a monthly basis or on a quarterly basis, determine where your market ranks on the list. Obviously, it helps you stay up to date on the economic growth or maybe decline of your market, but it also gives you relevant information to include in your investor email. So for example, if you're investing in the state of Texas, then in your next email update to your investors, you can include the fact that the state of Texas was the number one state in the country for total number of new jobs added. And that is the only state that added more than 250,000 jobs in 2019. And then if you are investing in Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington area, for example, then you can say that the specific market that we're investing in is number two in the country for MSAs and the number of new jobs. And then if you're investing in Houston, that's also ranked very high. It's actually ranked number five on the list for total number of new jobs added. If you're investing in maybe a little bit of a smaller market, then maybe the total number of new jobs might not be the most relevant factor to use. So you can focus on the percent change. So if I'm investing in a market like, let's say, Austin market, then I can say that the job growth was 2.5%. So it's not necessarily in the top 10, but it has experienced a very large job growth overall, just because the market itself might be a little bit smaller. Or Des Moines, as I said earlier, was number one for percent growth for a large-ish MSA. So lots of different things you can do with this data. And then this is just one report that the BLS has. There's countless other reports on there that you can focus on to pull data from to reinforce the strength of your market with your investors. So again, I'll have a link to the page where all the reports are. You can also see on that page that they have an archived link so you can look at archived historical data. So if you're focusing more on doing market research to see maybe which market to expand to, or you're focusing on what market to pick in the first place, then the historical data might be a little bit more relevant because you can track longer term changes as opposed to just 1 year at a time. So I'll make sure I include that link in there. And I definitely recommend checking that out and downloading the data into Excel and then manipulating it with filters and things like that to determine which data best supports your market. So thanks for listening. Make sure you check out some of the other Syndication School series about the how-tos of apartment syndications and check out all the free documents we have available on there as well. All of that is at syndicationschool.com. Again, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon.
The Corporate Investor Podcast is geared towards successful corporate employees with high-income jobs looking to create a second stream of income. You'll hear from successful real estate investors on the show as they describe how they got started investing while working their full-time corporate job. Listen and subscribe at thecorporateinvestor.com. That's thecorporateinvestor.com. Best ever listeners, go to bec20.com. Look in the top left-hand corner. You can earn 15% as an affiliate. You can join the affiliate program and participate in the conference that way and basically earn a free ticket to the conference, bec20.com.